Warning, the following broadcast starring two of the five more educated members of the mediocre chart racing pop rock band Massive Wagons may contain swearing. We apologise if it causes offence. All opinions are our own.
Tell you what, can you tell there's no heating in here? Say it with a
It's bloody freezing.
Say it with a couple of bobble hats on.
If you don't, well, we're in our like band rehearsal unit facility. It's where the magic happens.
We should rent this place out to McDonald's, places like that.
What, to keep the frozen
sides of beef in?
Yeah. So, well, the sides of hyena or whatever they make it out of. Yeah, but this is the Triggered podcast. We've had a bit of a rebrand. It was the Bin It Together podcast. It's exactly the same premise.
It's the same quality content. same solid gold banner.
Same 10 out of 10. You know, Forbes magazine content, but we're just changing it, just freshening it up, making it a bit more current to the new album, and it's exactly the same. It means the same thing, and I dare say we'll even use the words "Bin It Together" every now and again. But
to be honest, the Triggered thing probably applies a bit more. Really, it gives the whole thing less rules.
Yes, it blows it wide open, doesn't it?
Blows it wide open. Hey, if ever there was a phrase.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Yeah.
Because he's from...
Who's that?
Because Michael Caine's from Wales, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he is, yeah. From South Africa.
I'm not...
Blow the bloody doors off.
I'm not very good with my accents, to be honest.
God. Hey. Anyway.
No, but the yes, so it's the Triggered podcast, and it's where we basically take suggestions from your good selves, our beloved listeners.
Beloved.
And basically have a good old moan about him, and then ultimately decide whether or not we should chuck him in the bin.
Yeah,
the bin's of course metaphorical. There's no metaphorical bin.
But it does have a cool sound effect, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, I can't hear it because obviously it doesn't exist.
I put that on in post. Yeah, I put it on in post production.
I just thought you used to poke your knee. Like
and the bin noise.
I don't know what. It's in the bin, but you're actually pressing an invisible button.
Go on, I'll turn the button on now. Go on, press the button.
Wait,
there you go. That's a noise.
Like
see,
that.
We don't hear that noise now. We're just pretending.
They're all at home going, yeah, we know that.
Get on with the podcast, dickheads. Right, so Triggered podcast. Okay. Well, first one. This is
the first one.
This is again.
Have we actually had more than one suggestion this week?
We've had a few actually. This one, it's a good one. I mean, I have to filter some of them out because, again, yes, it's very very easy to moan about, you know, Hitler. Not that anyone suggested Hitler. But you know
being
what I mean.
An obvious one there.
Don't give us the obvious ones. Think generally things that people like and
that you don't like, and
give us some reasons why.
Okay. We can because we've got to try and kind of argue the case for the people that might like these things. You see,
now this is one where you're going to go, oh, you've just said that, but nobody likes car park prices, do they? However, we all need car parks, so this isn't putting car parks in the bin. It's
a bloody big bin.
It's the money that goes attached to that.
This is interesting because I've got a gripe about these. To be honest,
car parks
get right up my nose.
Well, okay, car park prices. How expensive it is now? This is from Tony Pennington, by the way, who's a
big TP,
one of our Wagons World members, and a good fan of the band. Yep. So here we go. How expensive is a car park? But hang on a minute. How expensive is it now to park a car? Dearer than some concert prices, which is true. So, anyway,
gives us
some examples here. You can't. No, you can't. Park at the MEN.
Just annoying.
Or whatever it's called now.
The
9X. Three reasons to bin it. Right, so this is about the prices specifically. So, one, city and town centres should be encouraging you to shop there, you know, cheaper prices, and you know, you're not going to retail parks where parking's free, so it's more like council car parks, isn't it? That I think he's talking about, you know,
like
council prices,
city councils, yeah,
and I think it's, and it is it even the council's fault because they've got their own overheads?
Yeah. Now I put a post up the other day. I went to Lancaster, and they've changed their parking prices, right? And the thing that pisses me off is it goes up to 3 hours, so you can have 3 hours, and 3 hours is like £4 or £3.50 or something. £4. I'm like, okay. But then it goes to 9 hours. yeah. for £9. Yeah. No, I didn't want. I wanted to go into town for a good few hours. Now there used to be a 4-hour option.
Right.
If 4 hours was a fiver, I would pay that. Yeah. I even think because I'm tight. I even think that's expensive. But it is what it is. But I don't want to pay £9 to go to town for 4 hours.
No, you're right. It's the illogical like thresholds.
Three hours. Yeah. 1 hour. 2 hours. 3 hours. 9 hours.
Yeah.
Now you cannot tell me that that is just to cover their overheads.
Yeah, it's not. That's not fair, is it?
Wankers about it.
That sounds like, yeah, well, they're out to make money. Unfairly.
There's nothing wrong with that. But like you said, they're just driving people away from town.
Yeah.
You know, and also, yeah, I put a post up about it on somewhere, and I got a lot of people agreeing with me, and people saying, no, you should want to count yourself lucky. It's bloody £20 an hour in Edinburgh or whatever, and I am completely on the side. I consider myself lucky then. I don't pay them sort of prices. But the thing that pisses me off is the council don't endear themselves in a thousand other ways as well. So this is just another shovel full of dog shit in it.
Yeah,
it's just another thing that pisses me off.
Driving around these car parks, it's like driving around bloody, I don't know, Stalingrad. Trying to think of somewhere that. somewhere that might have been shelled a lot.
Yeah,
Stalingrad in 1941.
Immediately I think of all the empty shops in town. I think of all of the. I mean, I don't mind the charity shop, but there's about 4,000 in Lancaster. You know, and coffee shops, and everywhere is just the same shops. All the shops full of character, and in the places that used to sell individual things can't do that anymore because they can't afford rents, or they can't afford the rates, or whatever, and it's going to council, isn't it?
Well,
so that the I don't believe for a second that, as somebody did point out on my post, saying, "Oh well, the council's got overheads, and you know it's the same everywhere. They've got to make money because they're getting shafted by government as well." You know, inert them and all. You know.
Yeah, well,
here we go.
We just keep going up the ladder until we're basically
God.
the government, innit, really. You know, the councils don't get the support. I mean, like you mentioned shops, there's plenty of decent shops that you want to go shopping at, but if you physically can't, or you can't justify going,
I'm not,
you know, like Amazon Prime, whatever you think of it, we should write a song about it. But it's so bloody easy.
A cynical man would say that we're all being herded into that way of life, that we're being driven out of towns. The conspiracy theorist among you might think that that's what they want to happen. They don't want you to go down. They don't want you to fucking use the roads, so they don't pay for road repairs. They don't want you to go to town or have to pay for car parks or anything, or pay for traffic attendants, or they just want you to stay in your house and get everything delivered, don't they?
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
I mean, blimey, we're getting deeper now.
We're only talking about how much it is to park, aren't we?
No, but... If you want something that is, I don't know, a kettle, I don't know, and you think, right, well, I'll go to...
I tell you what, sorry, I do apologise to interrupt you there, but when you say kettle, where you wouldn't go is to a garden... I went to a popular garden centre around here the other day.
For a kettle? No, you wouldn't.
£200 for a kettle!
What?
A Smeg kettle.
Whoa.
Have you ever seen other brand?
And it wasn't clean.
Have you heard of the brand Smeg?
Yeah, I know Smeg.
£175 for a toaster.
Yeah.
£290 for a kettle, or whatever it was.
Smeg's got... It's called...
Why?
Why are they called them?
Why?
Smeg.
If you have bought a kettle for £200...
You're in the bin.
Do one. Get in the bin.
Smeg, it's got this kind of like retro status now, hasn't it, Smeg?
What, a retro kettle? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it's all like 1950s, you know... what do they call it? Like Art Deco kind of... stuff. And the big fridge with the Smeg on it, you know.
No.
Can we stop saying Smeg?
I don't understand. I still don't understand it. I still do not understand it.
No.
I don't understand it.
I mean, I bristle at paying more for our kitchen furniture, if that's what you call it, you know, our appliances, because it, you know, we couldn't get the sort of, not the cheapest of the cheap, but we couldn't get a reasonably priced one because it didn't match, you know, so... But then you could take that way too far, you know, with the...
There's nothing wrong with having nice stuff and having it match and paying a bit extra if you want something fancy, but £200 for a kettle.
Yeah, that is a lot. And I'd want
Do
that...
Do they sell them? Are there people out there that buy this shit?
I'd want that making my... I'd want that making my entire brew, delivering it to me.
Does it nosh you off while you're making a brew? Or something? I don't know. I'd tell you what.
You'd expect it, wouldn't
you? I'd expect it.
Whoa, do be careful though with a kettle.
It would be hot, wouldn't it? But health and safety.
Yeah, what were we talking about? Yeah, anyway, you say you want a kettle.
So.
And you don't fancy going down to your local garden centre for a smeg one. And you know, what are your options here? Right, I'll nip into town to Wilko's and grab one because they've got them in there for 15 quid or whatever. Then you've got to pay 4 quid for your parking. Not to mention your fuel, like your fuel to get there.
Yeah. No, well, you especially, you live around here. You want to go out of town. These days, it's a tenner there and back, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
so you've paid 35 quid for your kettle.
When you could just sit there on your phone and click, you know, and get Jeff and his chums to come and drop you one off
for now.
The next morning.
The next morning, yeah.
You know, not even paying less than you would do.
I mean, who knew that trying to be considerate and look after the high street and the environment, I suppose, to a certain extent, you can't afford to do it.
No, it's shocking.
I mean, I don't know.
It's sad. You know, because I like going. I hope my wife doesn't see this, but I actually like going into town.
She
won't be watching it now. I actually do like going into town. You know, because it's almost like a novelty now, especially after COVID and lockdowns. Like, and you're like, oh, shops.
Look around.
You could touch things and, you know,
inanimate
objects, not people.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's almost like when we did these, in stores. So we released an album a month ago, Triggered, number 6 in the charts. Don't know if we mentioned it. And
go and buy it if you haven't.
And we went to all these like record shops and HMVs and stuff like in the promotional run, and I was like, oh my god, this ace! Like, I forgot how good it was to be
in a shop,
in shops.
Because online, you've got to search for things, haven't you? And you've got to search for something, you have to have it in your head that you want it. But yeah, when you go around looking at HMV, it's like walls of sparkly shit, isn't it? Going, wow, look at all this. This is cool.
But online, when you're looking at the price of something, you're sort of going, oh, I don't know about that. But when it's right there in front of you and you see the price and you hold, like, you can look at this thing and hold it in your hand and go, oh, it could be mine for $9.99. It's almost like, it's not a kettle, by the way.
It's a parking ticket.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. And it's like, the price doesn't seem that bad. When it's there.
Yeah, you can make them.
When it's online and it's virtual and you're not going to get it.
You're getting, well, I'm going to use your word here. Endorphins. You get the endorphins going, don't you? You've got it in your hand. You've got your, your bobblehead ET model from HMV or something, or I don't know. T-shirts are one. Like, you go to HMV and they have like I go head straight to the discount sale reel. Oh, what have we got here? 3 quid. I'll have that.
Yeah,
isn't it?
That gets the old endorphins going.
Get the old endorphins.
Yeah,
we're straight off.
I know, but this is what always happens.
It's all linked, isn't it?
But the high street, it needs people to be there, and if your parking tickets are driving people away, then you're part of the problem.
And you know what, as well, another big thing around here with the council that really makes me have no sympathy for them and pisses me off is the state of the weeds and the pavements and everything that have not been cut all for like a year and a half. It's like the flipping Amazonian jungle out there, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that is it. You know, it's
like, how am I expected to pay? I'm not paying 9 quid.
It's not like you're getting luxury service here.
No, you know?
I'm not able to park my Ferrari and know it's safe and looked after.
Yeah,
my Porsche.
Anyway,
my Renault Megane.
Did he have any other reasons? I don't know if we need any more reasons.
Second reason.
That was a lot for the first reason, wasn't it?
Second touch. He touches upon this. You know, if it's privately owned, they charge what they want, and it's like I've used some privately owned car parks. Do you remember Parksafe in Lancaster?
Yeah, that's council now, isn't it?
It is council now. But Parksafe was like, it was like done every quarter of an hour.
It
was great. And you had like, every quarter of an hour, you added the same amount. It might be like, I don't know, 50p.
Yeah.
And it was fair for as long as you were there.
Yeah, it's
It rounded it to the next quarter of an hour.
It was open 24 hours.
Yeah, and it was open 24 hours. And you paid on return. So it's like, there was no pressure. You just got back and paid your bill.
And another great thing about that car park, oddly, is it's like the hidden car park in Lancaster, because nobody always ever went to it because you had to go around town to get to it. But it was always empty, and it's 100% safe, isn't it?
If you're feeling cheap and there's nowhere to go.
But now it's run by the council. So when we did the music festival, I went to that car park. Unbeknown to me, it had been taken over by the council. And I went in there and it was about two cars in the whole thing. Yeah. And it was, and they put the prices up to £9. So I was like, I'm going up to the top car parks that you go past when you go into town to see if I can get a space there. Couldn't get a space; it was too busy.
Yeah, yeah, it's crap. It's really crap. There's no excuses. But
anyway,
Tony points out that if councils own the land, it's their obligation to charge reasonable rates to keep, you know, society moving and the local. commerce, you know, flowing and all that.
It's part of us, yeah, exactly.
Point number three, you pay so much, yet your car could still get stolen or broke into because there's often very rarely like security or anything. And you should expect that really for the you know, I want my Porsche to be safe.
I've never read the terms and conditions on the bottom of the thing. Does it say you leave your vehicle here at your own risk?
Probably will do. Yeah, they'll always cover their ass.
We accept
in some way.
No responsibility.
Yeah, yeah. But that is it. And to be honest, it's almost like everything else in the UK, especially. You know, you seem to pay, you know, a hefty road tax and tax this, tax that. But you see, no benefit for it. You know.
No.
Oh, you might if you live in London, but
at least that tosspot lives in a big house. And what's he called? Morris? Is he anything to do with the council?
Oh, yeah,
we'll slag him off anyway.
A local MP, yeah.
He probably deserves it.
He's not popular at the minute around here.
I think he's been,
He's with rich people, but... Yeah, it's shocking. It's shocking. And yes, car park, extortionate council car park prices are definitely going in the bin.
Put them in.
You do the honours.
Am I doing it?
Go on,
nice one. I'm going to do it with anger.
We've moved
as well.
The button for mine to your knee. There we go. Bang. Right in that bin. Like so we kind of covered a few things there, but
after that,
it is something I'm interested in though, because it does
car parking.
Well, not well, no. What it calls into you know, the wider picture of keeping the high street alive. You know,
I agree.
And the rents of all these places are going up, and they need the business. So. I think we should be doing... I mean, what day is it? There's always a day every year, and it's like the last Sunday before Christmas or something where car parking's free. Or am I imagining that?
You know, they do late night... you're right.
Or it's a quid and all day or something like that.
Yeah, something like that,
How bloody busy is it? You know?
Yeah.
And it's just these small things do make a difference, so...
Yeah. I mean, if you had free... Let's say a reasonable car parking or free car parking, more people will come to town, more people would spend money in town. Yeah. You could put you could probably put your shop rents up and the shop owners would stay there.
Yeah.
And all your shops would be full.
Yeah.
But oh no, we have to put the rents up, don't we? Drive them out, then put the parking up.
Yeah.
And there's no shops to fucking go and see anyway.
No.
I mean, can we talk about something else? I'm gonna smash them up.
To be honest, I think that's all we've kind of got time for in this week's episode, really.
Yeah. Anyway,
but it was a juicy one. So thank you. We've covered a lot of things there. But this conspiracy theorist you talk about, that's quite interesting. About
well, you know,
I don't see who stands to really benefit from that by empty high streets.
No, lad, I don't know. I mean, that was purely.
Yeah.
There will be somebody somewhere who thinks it's all part of a bigger plan.
Oh God, yeah,
won't it?
No
They're
doubt.
Trying to drive, keep us in our houses, keep us. You know, I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't understand a lot of it.
Well, I see more like not really conspiracy, but I just think it's everything is all down to money. You know, absolutely everything that people will only want a certain thing. You know, there's that argument of a cashless society.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen
and
a lot of that,
that. Well, it's about money. It's not even. Well, it is about control, maybe, but that means more money for a smaller number of people.
Money
so.
Makes the world go round.
It's true.
So they say, don't they?
So it's just if people were going and using the high street more, I think it would be like the powers that be or whatever would be like, oh, there's more money to be made there. Let's get a piece of that, you know.
Unless Bezos pays somebody.
Bezos. Yeah,
you know, casting aspersions on Mr. Bezos, sir.
Yeah, Lord
nice,
Bezos,
bloody nice guy.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Maybe you know. Maybe there's money to be. Maybe somebody there's forking money out to the right person and saying, "Look, we want to take over the fucking shopping empire, the people's shopping, you know, empire." And so well, we want to get rid of shops, and we'll make sure you're all right.
When the world eventually gets into that kind of what's it called, like the Hunger Games type scenario, where Lancashire's now District 57.
That's it,
and. London's just District 1.
Yeah.
And the guy in his, like, you know, robes and that, who's putting on these Hunger Games and whatever, he'll be that'll be Bezos, won't it?
It will be Bezos, won't it?
Not Donald Sutherland or whoever the actor was. It'll be Jeff Bezos.
Jeffrey Bezos.
Yeah, he'll be there. I have you now, Barry Mills.
Oh yeah, he's gonna care about what I'm up to. Me fucking Aldi bobble hat.
Yeah. I'm wearing our own band's bobble hat. That I think I stole from the merch rack last year.
What, I don't know who designs the Aldi gear. It's amazing. I've got an Aldi I've got an Aldi Christmas jumper as well. Terry got me one. It's ace, isn't it? They've got whoever's their design department. I think they do a good job.
It looks like, when you're looking at it, it looks like Dial though. It looks like Dial.
It's not really. Yeah, well. Anyway,
it's good. All right, we'll leave you with that for this week. So thanks, Tony, for the suggestion.
Yeah, it was a good one, that, Tony. Yeah, I don't think we solved any problems, you know.
No. But it's good
to get it off your chest.
A good topic of discussion.
Leave your comments. There'll probably be loads of those.
Leave your comments, like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on Buzzsprout or any of the other places you get your casts. Where we
what's the other one?
Cast our pods.
That's it.
Bean Sprout.
Is it not a funny one?
Podbean.
Podbean.
Yeah, wherever you
spend your time.
Wherever you spend your podcast time, do your follow thing, whatever that is, you know. And thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. It's been a pleasure. Triggered by the Yankees, triggered by the Brits, triggered by the boomers, licking on your tits, triggered by students and their politics. Are you triggered by